What's going on, guys? This is simply the best wrestling podcast. I'm your host, Omar. If you haven't yet, go ahead, hit that subscribe button, follow me on Twitter, because you know you want to follow me on Twitter. So, we just got off of an awesome Extreme Rules pay-per-view here at the Izod Center. I was going to go, but, you know, changed my mind, you know. So, we had, all the matches were pretty good. I had nothing really bad to say. We had the pre-pay-per-view match, which was El Torito versus Hornswoggle. Pretty funny. I like the whole mini concept where they had like a mini referee, mini announcers, and then mini chairs and ladders and tables, which was really, really funny. I didn't think they were gonna do something like that, so I was surprised. So yeah, El Torito defeated Hornswoggle through the table by doing like a senton. I don't think it's a senton, but a sitting senton. So, yeah, El Torito defeated Hornswoggle. The pay-per-view started. We had Cesaro versus Rob Van Dam versus Jack Swagger. Match was started off pretty slow because it looked like they didn't know what they were doing. So Swagger ended up getting eliminated by Rob Van Dam. Rob Van Dam hit the 5-star frog splash on Swagger to eliminate Swagger. So, and then we had Cesaro and Rob Van Dam go at it for a while. Cesaro eventually picked up the win by doing the neutralizer onto a trash can, which was pretty cool. I didn't think they were going to do something that cool. Honestly, Extreme Rules was actually really good this year with the whole extreme theme to it, because in last year's, it wasn't as crazy and as cool. And I'm going to get to that because a lot of crazy stuff did happen tonight that I'm going to get to. The next match, we had Alexander Rusev against R-Truth and Xavier Woods. Pretty much a filler match, nothing really crazy. Alexander Rusev immediately did a super kick to Xavier Woods to take him out, and then did the camel clutch to R-Truth just to end it. So nothing special there. Alexander Rusev squash match, obviously. So Alexander Rusev came out with the win. Next match, we had Bad News Barrett against Big E Langston for the Intercontinental Championship. That was an awesome match. I was actually hoping for Barrett to win, and he did. He ended up doing that flying elbow to Big E's head. It was freaking amazing. I was pretty happy. I wasn't really surprised that they were going to give Barrett the win. I had a feeling they would because of how Barrett just pretty much defeated every single person in that tournament. And then to go ahead and defeat Big E, it was kind of too much. But they're giving Wade Barrett the ball and they're letting him run with it. So hopefully it's pretty good. We had the Shield versus Evolution, which was the match of the night. In my opinion, match of the night. The Shield, tremendous win, because, you know, it's Evolution. I mean, who else is going to put over the Shield than Evolution? We had Triple H, Batista, and Randy Orton versus Roman Reigns, Dean Ambrose, and Seth Rollins. Holy shit, what a match. I mean, the spots that they did, I did not think that was going to happen. Honestly, I would have loved it if the whole match was a tornado match from the beginning, but the way they just kind of eased us into the whole, you know, match. They told a story tonight. They told a story that Evolution tried to end the Shield, and the Shield, you know, overcame adversity and just beat the shit out of them. It was awesome. Seth Rollins jumping off the balcony was amazing. Roman Reigns and Batista, pretty good, actually. I was surprised with Batista. I heard the You Can't Wrestle chance, which was kind of disrespectful in a way. But, you know, I mean, he comes back and we treat him like shit. So it's one of those things where, why is he here? But I actually heard somewhere that he's not going to be at Raw tomorrow. So I'm not really sure if he's taking time off or not. I know that he has the Guardians of the Galaxy movie coming out in August. That's, I believe, August. I'm not sure. So, yeah, I mean, all in all, pretty good match. Roman Reigns got the win. It looks like they were focusing more on Roman throughout the whole match, but Dean was pretty much... It was Dean and Seth, I think, were the stars of the match. With all the, you know, like the intensity of the match itself, where Dean would automatically just start brawling with anybody he sees, and then we had Seth Rollins just doing high fly spots. I mean, one of my friend was telling me, he was like, oh dude, you just missed that spot. And I'm like, what spot? And I go to replay, all of a sudden I see Seth Rollins run his friggin' head into the barricade. I'm like, what the hell, are you insane? So a lot of risky spots, but a lot of spots that were actually making the match really, really entertaining and good to watch. And I give that match an A+. It was the best match of the night. I honestly would have liked to see it as the main event of the pay-per-view, but I'm going to get to that in a moment because the way they did the whole Daniel Bryan and Kane match was awesome. I did not think they were going to do something that big. So the next matchup was, it was Bray Wyatt versus John Cena. Bray Wyatt obviously defeating Cena. I predicted it from the beginning because Cena had the win at WrestleMania. I didn't expect the little kid showing up though, but when the lights did go out, I honestly thought they were going to debut a new brother to the Wyatt family, which would have been a lot better in a way, but you know, I don't know where they're going with the kid storyline. Maybe they could have him as a regular basis, which would be pretty cool. But you know, who knows? So Bray Wyatt defeated Cena. Nothing special in that match. You know, it was a typical 3-on-1 or 2-on-1 cage match where the guys won't let him climb over the cage. He's going to try to defeat adversity. I mean, it was Cena, so you never know with Cena. Sometimes he'll put somebody over, sometimes he won't. So, you know, it's John Cena. On to the next match. We had Paige versus Tamina Snuka. Obviously, Paige won with her new submission move. I don't even know the name of it, but it was awesome. Decent match. Wasn't crazy, but it was very, very intense because Tamina at one point bashed Paige's head into the barricade in like a powerbomb position, which was pretty cool. I did not expect that at all. Paige with the win, still Divas champion. Now, Daniel Bryan versus Kane, I did not care too much about. But when the match did start, I was kind of like, okay, you know, I'm not going to really pay attention. So I was just hanging out on my phone, seeing what's new and stuff. But when I started seeing like all these weapons and stuff and I heard it was an Extreme Rules, I was like, you know, why not? I'll give it a shot. I'll watch it. Holy crap. That match is pretty good. It wasn't the best, but it was pretty good. The part with the forklift was, I did not expect that at all. The part where they smash each other through the windows of the cars and stuff and all that, that was really cool. And then we had the part with the table going on fire, which is really, really cool. I was actually watching the pay-per-view of ECW One Night Stand where D-Von and Brother Ray ended up putting, I think it was Tommy Dreamer, through a table that they lit on fire. And I told my friend, I was like, dude, I wish they would bring stuff like this back. And coincidentally, they brought back a fire table, putting a table on fire and smashing somebody through it. And it was awesome. I like the whole thing where the fire extinguishing part, where the guy with the fire extinguisher basically just kept spraying Kane in the face. And that's what led to Daniel Bryan still being champion, which was pretty cool. But I really liked the fact that they had Kane get up after the match, showing that, you know, he's not even down yet. He was shocked for those 10 seconds maybe. And they're still trying to establish him as the main monster of the WWE. But I think he needs to retire eventually. And if they do end up having Kane retire, I think they should bring, what's his name, Conor O'Brien from NXT as the top monster. You know, I could see him being the Undertaker, holding a big streak. At the same time, I don't think they'll do anything that big for him, but he's definitely going to be the next monster, especially with, I think it's Conor and Victor as a tag team, the Ascension and NXT. They're going to run havoc on everybody. So to recap the whole night, we had El Torito defeat Hornswoggle. Cesaro defeated Rob Van Dam and Jack Swagger. Alexander Rusev defeated R-Truth and Xavier Woods. Bad News Barrett is a new Intercontinental Champion by defeating Big E Langston. The Shield defeated Evolution. Bray Wyatt defeated John Cena. Paige defeated Tamina Snuka to stay Divas Champion. Daniel Bryan defeated Kane to retain the WWE World Heavyweight Championship. So, all in all, the pay-per-view is awesome. I was not expecting a great pay-per-view, but you know what? Whoever's writing the pay-per-views is on point sometimes, but the Alexander Rusev match was not needed. But I think it was just a filler match. Instead, they should have put a tag team match that they did on Raw, and they should have just put that as the match, replacing Alexander Rusev's match. I mean, that's just my opinion. My opinion may suck, but you know, you can't control my show because it's my show. So what are you gonna do about it? Anyways, awesome pay-per-view. I give it an 8 out of 10. And so hit that subscribe button. Follow me on Twitter because you know you want to follow me on Twitter. I have 25,000 followers. I'm trying to hit 30. Go ahead, keep following me, spread the word, and that's it. Goodbye.